Well, brethren, for a few moments this afternoon, we want to lift our voices in praise and singing joyful hymns to worship our Heavenly Father. We'll have some additional devotional readings that we trust will be a blessing. For truly, the Lord hath done marvelous things for us. I might just mention, you may be wondering who that lovely little girl is. She's the daughter of Brother Chris and Sister Stephanie Kinsley from Milwaukee. We'd like to begin with the singing of the hymn, Our King is Marching On. Our King is marching on. We're so privileged to know our Lord has returned. We know the work that he's accomplishing, and that soon the days of sin, sickness, and sorrow will be over. In view of the vastness of this prospect, and as we look forward to it, if we are faithful, we need to ask ourselves, am I really striving as fervently as the Lord would require to obtain the grandest position in all the universe? Would the Lord desire more from me? There's a beautiful article on reprint 913 based on the scripture, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." We'll just read a few portions of it. The soul that is really in love with the heavenly bridegroom will most naturally express its devotedness in activity. If we are following closely in the Master's footprints, we will find this consuming process going on and increasing from day to day. Do you find yourself often weary? Your energy is largely spent, and physical strength is actually wearing out in the service. in doing what your hand finds to do with your might, then you can truly say, the zeal of thine house is eating me up. And when your sacrifice is ended, in the complete exhaustion of all your powers, you will have fought the good fight of faith. You will have finished your course, and he who has called you is faithful. You will receive the crown of life. And so, brethren, oh, may we press on as much as we're able. We realize we're all in different phases of our life. Many of us are not able to do those things that we hearts desire, that we're able to do when we're younger. But what matters most is not how great big things we're doing, but are we doing all that we can? That's what we need to ask ourselves. Am I doing all that I can, all that I'm capable of, all the strength that I have to serve the Lord? Let us now join in singing a beautiful hymn, Be Still My Soul. It is sung to the melody of Finlandia. I believe it is familiar to all of us as we've sung it before. Be Still My Soul. Truly, each day we need to remind ourselves, be still, my soul. The Lord is on our side. God is so interested in us that he takes us one by one and arranges every detail of our life. To him there are no little things. The God of the infinite is the God of the infinitesimal. He cannot forget the saints who he has engraven on the palms of his hands, as Isaiah 49:16 tells us. In addition, he gives us the best that there is. God gives us a guidebook outlining the way of life. He is our director who supervises our journey making all things work together for our good. He gives us the bread of life on which to feed on along our journey, and it's the most satisfactory bread ever eaten. He gives us the water of life to drink along the way, fully satisfying our thirst at all times. He gives us a companion in travel, whose tender sympathy and comforting words console us and assure us while he explains the glory of our journey. He gives us joy and peace and a song in our hearts. Yes, the Lord has given us the best that there is as we walk along the narrow way, with joy, peace, and a song in our hearts. Let's now join in singing the hymn, "My Life Flows On in Endless Song." I'd like to continue with a beautiful poem entitled "Influence of Small Things." Drop a pebble in the water, just a splash, and it's gone. But there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on, spreading from the center, flowing out and out to the sea. And there's no way of telling where the end is going to be. Drop a pebble in the water, in a minute you forget. But the little waves are flowing and the ripples circling yet. All the ripples flowing to a mighty wave have grown. And you've disturbed a mighty river just by dropping a stone. Drop a word unkind or careless. In a minute, it is gone. But there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on. They keep spreading from the center as they go. And there's no way to stop them once you've started them to flow. Drop a word unkind and careless. In a minute, you forget. But the little waves are flowing. And the ripples flowing yet. And perhaps in some sad heart, a mighty wave of tears you've stirred and disturbed a life that's happy when you've dropped an unkind word. Drop a word of cheer and kindness, just a flash and it is gone. But there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on, bearing hope and joy and comfort on each splashing, dashing wave, till you wouldn't believe the blessing of the one kind word you gave. Drop a word of cheer and kindness, and in a minute you forget. But the gladness still is swelling, and the joy is circling yet. And you've rolled a wave of comfort whose sweet music can be heard over the miles and miles of water just by dropping one kind word. I believe we all realize the importance of these words. As the Apostle James told us, the tongue is a little member, but it can set on fire the course of nature. Our words and the way we say them can have a blessed effect upon one another, or it could have the opposite, a devastating effect, like the ripples from a pebble spreading and spreading. Let us join in singing Without Him. Brother Russell has beautifully penned the work of the kingdom. We often hear that beautiful quote about close your eyes for a moment. But there's another one that's very similar. It's found in volume 4, page 639. No creature of the redeemed race will be too low for divine grace to reach through the all-powerful and blessed agency of the kingdom. No degradation of sin will be too deep for the hand of mercy to fathom, to rescue the blood-bought soul. No darkness of ignorance and superstition will be so dense in any heart, but that the light of divine truth and love will penetrate its gloom and bring to it a knowledge of the joy and gladness of the new day and an opportunity to share the same by obedience. No disease, no deformity that can attack and pollute the physical system will be beyond the prompt control of the great physician and able to resist his healing touch. I'm sure we all pray each day for that time, that blessed time to come, when the blessings of God's kingdom will bring about this reality. Let's join in singing about that time, God's tomorrow. Brethren, with the prospect of God's glorious kingdom, to bless every man, woman, and child that has ever lived, it so behooves us to run with every fiber of our being to make our calling and election sure. We do it step by step, a day at a time, always relying on the Lord, but using each day to its utmost to serve our God. Each day is truly a gift from God. God gave you this day to do just as you would. You can waste it away or do some good. You can make someone happy or make someone sad. What have you done with the day that you've had? God gave it to you to do just as you would. You can do what is wrong or do what is good. You can hand out a smile or just a frown. You can lift someone up or bring someone down. You can lighten the load or not intercede. You can look for a rose or just gather a weed. God gave it to you. Let's not waste it away. Did you count your blessings instead of your crosses? Count your gains instead of your losses? Count your joys instead of your woes? Count your smiles instead of your tears? Count your courage instead of your fears? Yes, God gave you this day, so do just as you should. Walk with the Lord and do someone some good. Let's sing together, "To God Be the Glory." The glory, great things he hath done. Truly, he has done marvelous things for us. We'd like to read a poem entitled "New Friends and Old Friends." Make new friends, but keep the old. Those are silver, these are gold. New made friendships like new wine, age will mellow and refine. Friendships that have stood the test, time and change are surely best. Old brow may wrinkle, hair grow gray, friendships never knows decay. Cherish friendships in your breast. New is good, but old is best. Make new friends, but keep the old. These are silver. Those are silver. These are gold. One of the great blessings we have now is the friendships we have with many on this side the veil that in reality we realize will continue for all eternity. The Lord's given us a family in the Lord to help us along the narrow way, to encourage us, to study together with, to share our experiences. It truly is a treasure, a precious memory that continues with us on our journey on this side the veil. So now let's join in singing precious memories that each of us, I'm sure, has. Just viewed a few of the brethren we know and have known that truly bring precious memories to us. But, you know, we have memories of brethren not only in our own class, but throughout the United States and in reality throughout the world, that we'll have the faithful all eternity to continue to fellowship with. We often sing the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Truly it is. He is a most intimate friend. Several weeks ago, Brother Tom ended his talk on Song of Solomon with a beautiful hymn that we'd like to sing again. It's entitled, "Jesus, Name Above All Names." Florence will play it through once to help refresh our memory. It's very short. It only has one verse. So after the playthrough, we will sing it, but let's sing it. We'll sing it twice. So the first time we'll just kind of hum it, get the melody, and then we'll sing it twice. Jesus' name above all names. In our walk and following in the footsteps of our Lord, we realize we need to have a strong faith in the promises of God, faith in His overruling providences in every aspect of our lives. We've gathered a few one-line gems of truth on the subject of faith. Just one short phrase, but I think they bring home a lesson that would be well for us to always consider. We trust they'll be a blessing as we consider them. Faith. When you can't find a way out, look up. When fear knocks on your door, send faith to answer it, and you'll find there's no one there. Those who see God's hand in everything always leave everything in His hands. You can never break God's promises by leaning too hard on them. Faith that is left unwatered will fade and die. Faith is the best antidote for a fearful heart. Where the Lord puts a period, do not change it to a question mark. The eye of faith can always pierce the clouds of affliction to see the sun beyond. If you don't scale the mountain, you can't see the view. The real victory of faith is to trust God in the dark. Submission is a healing balm to the pain of trying experiences. The footprints of submission will always be seen in the pathway that the faithful have traveled. Let's now join in singing Victorious Faith. After a forest fire in Yellowstone National Park, a forest ranger found a bird. It was literally petrified in ashes. And it was kind of perched statuesquely on the ground near the base of a tree. And he kind of knocked the bird over with a stick. And when he gently struck it, three tiny chicks scurried from under the dead mother's wings. The loving mother, aware of impending disaster, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and gathered them under her wings. You know, she could have flown to safety, but refused to abandon her babies. How beautifully this illustrates the care of our Heavenly Father, as stated in Psalm 91:4. What a promise. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. So in conclusion, let us now join in singing the beautiful hymn, Under His Wings.